You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where growing your business on eBay is our life. It's time to open phones. So give us a call right now at 888-RADIO-30. That's toll free, 888-723-4630. We love to talk. It's hard to stop us. Lines are open. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Smart Gallery from Page Mage. Cross-sell exactly what you want. John the Bug Hunter is with us still. He's here to take questions at 888-RADIO-30. This is your chance, 888-723-4630. And again, John Bach is eBay's Director of Livestock Quality, and he hunts down and reports and makes sure that bugs get fixed.
And before we go to the phones, let's go back to the email that came in, John.
Yes.
She's using eBay multi-ship labels. She says not all the tracking numbers are uploading and marking the item is shipped. So, what do you think?
I have no opinion on that. I'm just looking through my archives right now to see if there's anything in the recent past. The only thing I'm finding is about long addresses for international sellers being a little glitchy. And that's very recent. That's just today. So that's another kind of APB I can put out if you're having trouble with that. But not anything on multi-ship labels with upload tracking. It's a familiar problem, though, so it may be a bug that I might need to reactivate that was recently disturbed, I guess you can say.
I like her suggestion.
Some bugs don't die.
She says tell sellers before dropping items off to verify the tracking is uploaded, because you can't recover the info once the parcel has been shipped. You need to look into it.
Yes.
Right away. Thank you, Diane. We very much appreciate that you sent us that email. Denise in Miramar Beach, Florida, known on eBay as DBRUNT, DBRUNT 54. Denise, what's your question or comment?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Well, when I go and do my listing, when I get down to the area where it says the shipping weight on something, when you click on it and you change it, say it says 2 pounds, and you change it for something heavier where it's 7 to 8 pounds, you click on it, and if you don't continue on without waiting, it clicks it back to the 2 pound weight. Mm-hmm. And this does it to me all the time.
Well, that's
and
annoying.
So I click on it, and I change it to 6 to 7 pounds, and then I continue down to finish doing my listing. If I don't check back, it puts it right back to the lower weight of the item that I put in there prior.
Hmm.
And this came up with a difference because I've sold, they said, a silverware last week, and the shipping was only $6 on it, but then I realized it only had 2 pounds, and the item I listed prior to that one was the 2 pounds.
Hmm.
So it's jumping. So when you hit the 6 to 7 weight and you leave it, it highlights in blue, and then you leave it, it jumps right back to 2 pounds, what it was prior.
Okay.
So you literally have to hit that 3 times. Before you get the correct weight you want.
What operating system and browser are you using?
I use Internet Explorer 10.
IE 10 on a PC, I assume, instead of a Mac.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm on Windows 7, yeah.
Windows 7. Okay, Windows 7, that's right.
You click it, it goes down to it.
Yeah.
But you have to actually sit there for a minute and wait for it to get it, but it always jumps back to the weight prior. So say now I have a 7-8 pound in there, and I'm finished with that listing. I'm going on to do another one.
Okay.
Now the next item is something that only weighs 2 pounds. When I hit it and I change it to 2 pounds, it jumps back to 7 pounds.
Okay. Just by itself.
And you really have to sit there and wait like extra time just to make it right. And it's come up many times now that I am in such a hurry to get them listed and get them done that I go to ship something and the weight's either too much or too low and I'm giving people money back or not having enough.
Is this any particular?
I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Thank you. Are you seeing this with any listing that you do, or is there a certain type of listing?
It's all of them every time.
Okay. So it's not limited to a certain category.
I thought maybe it was because I use IE, but I like IE.
Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah, stuff like Internet Explorer 6, where there's still some people on it, believe it or not, we say, well, we really can't support that old of a browser. But when it's
Internet really Explorer 10. That really should change, huh? I should change.
No.
You have 10, I think.
Brand new, yeah. But for something like this, yeah, especially on, yeah, you're on a very popular one, IE10 and Windows 7. So, okay, I'll take a look and do a test listing and see if I can reproduce this condition. So,
Denise, what do you sell on eBay?
I sell everything.
Everything?
Everything. Well, see, I started doing eBay when I went back to college at the age of 57.
Oh, good for you.
I now graduated college, and I got my engineer degree in computer science.
Oh.
And while in college, I was selling stuff on eBay, and now I don't have to do... I have my own computer business now, but I do more eBay. I make more money on eBay.
Hallelujah.
So I buy things from the poor, and I sell it to the rich.
All right, I'm in love with this woman. She went to college at 57 and completed it. I'm in love. I want to marry you.
She's the Robin Hood of eBay.
Absolutely.
And I go to Will, and I go to... And I teach basic computer training to the retired people in the area that are in their 70s, and my oldest student is 96.
Wow.
So I teach people how to use computers.
And, you know, they want to learn computers. I live in a 55-plus neighborhood, so I know. These people, most of the people who are moving into these senior citizen places now, they're computer savvy.
Yeah.
So they had to put Wi-Fi in the park.
Right.
So if you go into the rec room, you have Wi-Fi now. These people want to learn because their kids want to send them email.
Absolutely.
That's the beginning. That starts it.
I have 47 graduates. I give class twice a week. Even on Craigslist, I have a listing there to don't give your computers and printers away. Let me take them. Let me fix, repair them, and give them to the elders. And there's people out there that never owned a computer before in their life.
How do they do, Denise?
Oh, they do great. They change it. I call it computer therapy, because when you give somebody the outlook that they can get out of their little apartment through the internet, it's a whole new world for these people. I have them on Facebook so they can see all their grandchildren. I got them Skyping across the world with their relatives.
That's something I might like to do later on when Griff fires me from this job.
Yeah, like that's going to happen.
I mean, it's so rewarding.
Seriously, I've thought about it.
Oh, it's great.
That, and voluntarily. And underserved communities, too, where people maybe have not learned how to sell on eBay because they don't even know how to use a computer.
I bet I'm selling on eBay. Well, I'm selling for them on eBay. These ladies are from their 70s to their 90s. And a lot of their families don't believe they need to be on a computer. So I get them a computer, and I get their addresses, and we Skype with them, and it's just a great feeling. I can explain it. But
you know, now that I'm thinking about this, I've had that happen to me. I think intuitively I actually wait for the wait to show up. But there does seem to be a lag for it to catch. And if you move too fast, the old wait sticks.
What are you talking about?
Denise's bug.
Oh, Denise's bug.
So
how that happens?
Are you, by any chance, Denise, using Cell Similar? Could that be a factor? Or are these new listings?
No, I mean, this just happens every time I do a listing.
Anytime. It doesn't have to be Cell Similar. It's just a brand new listing and you're doing it.
Anytime I try to do a listing, it just skips. It goes back up to the prior wait. And if I forget about it and just continue on.
So did you just duplicate it, John?
No, I'm trying to find the right combination of numbers, right? Like a safe cracker to find out like how to get the safe open. Right. And especially for all customers, but customers like Denise, too, who may be new to computing, and it's frustrating enough to have us make it a little more complicated with these little annoyances that they may not think it's the software. They may think it's them that's the problem, but it's not. It's actually, in this case, it sounds like it's something that's needlessly frustrating
in
this particular
place. When you go to ship it out and you get listed, and it says, okay, the guy bought this 40-pound item, and it's only 2 pounds in the
exactly.
Ship.
Exactly.
After he paid for it.
Got it. Okay, we'll get some good details.
Send me some more money. You know?
All right, I'll see what we can do about that and see if we can reproduce it. But I appreciate the details and your contributing to the community by calling in.
And Denise, you sound like my kind of woman. Went back to school at 57.
I was a realtor for 20 years, and I did wonderful in the real estate world, but then the economy went down, so I decided to go back and find something else I like to do.
Might as well become an engineer.
So that's what I did.
Thank you,
but
Denise.
I'm really not really doing it, but I like eBay better, so.
We like that. Thank you, Denise. Appreciate your call today. Oh, well, John, gee, this has been a great half hour here with you today.
Flies yes, certainly has.
We covered a lot of territory.
Well, it's always great to be on the show.
So you mentioned that your mom called and said, can't you fix the, you know, the Obamacare site? Does that happen to you a lot? Like doctors are always asked, do you want to look at this thing on my back?
Yeah, it does. I like talking about my work because it's always about treasure hunting in life, too. You know, it's how did life not meet my expectations, right? And if I'm upset about that and it's a bug, I have a choice, right? It's kind of a very holistic way to live my life.
Wow.
So, yes, once in a while, people ask, well, what do you do? And I'm proud to work for eBay. And I say, well, I help find bugs and get them triaged like a patient to say, what can we do?
And that's why we have you on so often. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Jenko Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We have one more segment this hour of open phones here on eBay Radio.
Stitch Labs is inventory management for eBay sellers. With Stitch, staying on top of the not-so-fun stuff has never been easier. It automatically updates your inventory and relists for you. And easy-to-read reports help you know what products to order next. Stitch is easy to use and designed to help you grow. Try Stitch for free today at stitchlabs.com and enter discount code eBayRadio for an extended free trial. Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place. BubbleFast. They're family-owned and operated. And they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call. And if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. BubbleFast are top-rated sellers and have been providing shipping supplies to the eBay community since 1999. BubbleFast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call BubbleFast now, toll free, 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. BubbleFast for all of your shipping supplies.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 226.
As an eBay seller, you want people talking about your items. Sandy Garcia, a.k.a. Social Sandy, is known on eBay as top-rated seller Office Threads. She says start conversations using social media.
What you can do as an eBay seller, use social media marketing to start these conversations. Because every time you get a like or a retweet or some sort of a comment or engagement when you share an item in social media, whether it's Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, the list goes on, those links become more valuable and Google will push them higher if people are talking about them.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
A Thanksgiving factoid.
The first Thanksgiving lasted for 3 days. A wishbone of the turkey is used in a good luck ritual on Thanksgiving Day. And did you know a spooked turkey can run at speeds up to 20 miles per hour? They can also burst into flight, approaching speeds between 50 and 55 miles per hour in a matter of seconds. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Inventory Scout's Fast and Free Sourcing Solutions. Your call is more delicious than pumpkin pie.
Yum, yum.
At 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. Oh, you know, I forgot to do that.
What?
I was going to tell you to do something.
Uh-oh.
I was going to ask you to do something.
Uh-oh, but you
which
didn't.
Put the duck on vacation mode and bring out a turkey.
Oh, we should. We should have. How dumb of us not to do that.
I was going to remind you.
No.
That's not
wrong.
Well,
sound effects.
Turkey.
Wrong sound effects.
That could be a job, turkey.
Wrong sound effects. Hey, Griff, is it thebughunter@ebay.com or bughunter?
No, it's just bughunter.
Just bughunter@ebay.com.
Yeah, bughunter.
Okay, because some people are asking. I'm going to post it in the chat room. And you know who we have on the line with us right now? One of our favorite people.
Matt Broussard.
Yes, with Terapeak.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing great. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Are you wearing turkey socks?
No, but that's a great idea.
Matt, he is sartorially unchallenged when it comes to things like that.
Absolutely. So what do you have for us today, Matt?
Well, business is picking up all across eBay as holiday shoppers start searching for the ultimate gift. Some of my favorite categories are hitting their highest sales levels in the next few weeks. First of all, November is the best time to list board games because peak sales hits on December 13th. Now, it seems like board games are suddenly becoming cool again. My family started playing games like Ticket to Ride and Settlers of Catan whenever we get together for a family dinner. What's most popular? Well, Monopoly nearly has a monopoly on the market with over $1.4 million in annual sales. Maybe that's not so surprising, though, considering that there are over 1,400 versions of the game, including variations like Hello Kitty, Lord of the Rings, Adventure Time, and Wizard of Oz. Other best-selling games include the Kickstarter-financed Cards Against Humanity, Scrabble, Axis and Allies, Risk, and Yahtzee. Now, it's too bad that eBay Radio doesn't come in Smell-O-Vision, because fragrances are extremely popular during the holidays, generating millions of dollars in sales per week in December. Men's fragrances were 15% higher in sales than the year before, and 2013 looks even stronger. Now, which items are shoppers most eager to find? Terapeak's Hot Searches report shows that the most popular keyword searches made by eBay shoppers in the women's fragrance category include Gucci Guilty, Jo Malone, Nina Ricci, Chance, J'adore, and Chanel No. 5. Sadly, I had to leave my favorite scent at home while I'm traveling, and I don't smell the same this week.
What is your favorite scent?
It's a scent that Griff told me about, actually. It's a Hermes scent called Eau d'Orange Verte.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
Mm.
Yeah, I like that.
Green oranges?
Smells like citrus.
It's citrus. Yeah, it's a very sophisticated citrus.
Griff
smell.
Always smells so yummy, yummy, yummy.
That's because I don't bathe. I cover
he
it up.
He doesn't
with
use the everyday stuff.
Just like a
that's
French
why. Oil. Hey, listen, Matt, have yourself a great Thanksgiving, will you?
Thank you.
Hey, Matt, thanks.
Thank you so much. We love hearing from you. Hey, Griff, I think we have time really quick. If you look on page 8, the page you're on right now.
Okay, hold on.
It's the segment we're on right now. Segment 8.
Yes.
Okay, let's do an eBay seller's top 10 reasons to be thankful. And this was written by eBetsy.
Okay, let's do it.
So you want to start or do you want me to start?
You start.
Okay, number 10, open cases no longer count against sellers.
Yay. Number 9, the ability to send photos through My Messages. Boy,
yay.
That's a cool one, yeah.
Number 8, 12 free pictures with every listing.
Love it. Number 7, revised standards for top-rated seller status.
Number 6, fee simplification.
Yep. Number 5, enhanced feedback removal policy.
Number 4, global shipping program.
Number 3, eBay hassle-free returns.
Number 2, eBay Radio.
Well, yeah, I mean, I should be number 1, but I'll let it pass because number 1 is eBay itself for being the world's online marketplace and giving us a home base for e-commerce entrepreneurship. All that plus eBay Radio too.
I love it. Thank you, eBetsy. eBetsy is on her way to visit relatives.
Oh, no. Is she driving
or flying? For the Thanksgiving holidays, flying.
Oh, it's going to be a terrible... I mean, there's like...
Yeah, she promised... She said she'd stay like up until 1 something, and then she was headed for the airport.
Well, good luck, because I heard that there's cancellation galore because of that storm that's going through the east right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. So, Griff, how are you feeling? Are you feeling okay your first day back here on the radio show?
I'm feeling, honestly, I'm still a little weak.
I'm sure.
It's been an interesting experience in that this has been something that's proven to me that I'm not 30 years old anymore. So I'm stronger, but I need to nap a lot.
Well, you know what happened to you, Griff, happens to young people too. I know a woman in her late 30s who is in the hospital with it, or was the same week you were.
Yeah.
But it's mostly an older person's thing, honey.
It is. And the other piece of advice I would have is, now I had two of them in 1 week because of this, but go get, if you haven't had it and you're over the age and you need it, to get your colonoscopy.
Everybody, everyone. Yes.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Inventory Scouts, fast and free sourcing solutions. Coming up next, time management. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.
The few seconds people spend visiting your eBay listing are precious. Now you need them to stay longer and buy. It helps if your listings look professional and inviting. Billboards by PageMage is just the app for this. Quickly create and automatically post custom-designed headers and footers in all your listings. Brand your business, promote specials, even cross-sell your merchandise. It's free and easy to use. Learn more about billboards at PageMage.com, also in the eBay App Center.
Do you want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com, or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.